Hey, I'm back, and you are too, and thank you for coming back to this podcast. This is Don Jessup with Mastery Horsemanship, and today we're going to talk about, in my opinion, the most important thing in the horsemanship world that you can ever remember regarding horse training. Now, that's a pretty big, bold statement to say the most important thing. There's a lot of most important things, but I think you'll understand what I mean in just a second. Tom Dorrance, a legend in the natural horse industry, who's sadly not with us anymore, said these words: prepare to a position before you make a transition. I'm going to say that again. Prepare to a position before you make a transition. I want you to remember that word position. That's incredibly important. So what does he mean? Consider loading a horse into a horse trailer. Picture the horse standing inside the trailer, calm and relaxed. That position is what Tom would call a transition. It's called a transition because the horse was outside and now he's inside. So if being in the trailer is the transition, what does Tom mean when he says prepare to a position before you make a transition? So what Tom is saying is being in the trailer is the end result, but there are steps that must take place before you get there. You must teach the horse to first stand in a position in front of the trailer, ready to go in, but not in yet. He's saying, don't be the type of horse owner who only asks the horse to go in the trailer. Be the kind of horse trainer who asks the horse to get ready to go into the trailer and then go. When I take my daughter to our famous daddy-daughter breakfast dates, nearly every Sunday we get to do this together, I don't ask her to get in the car 2 minutes before we leave. I ask her to get ready to get in the car 10 minutes before we leave. Does that make sense? I hope so, because it's one of the foundation principles of horse training. It's one of the most important aspects of horse training. It's like this with everything you train, every task you can imagine. If you want to go sideways, you want to open gates, you want to train skills like canter leads, half passes, payoff, spins, lying down, any of these tasks have pre-task positions that must be taught and rewarded before you complete and execute the actual end result. We can take sideways, for instance. You don't want to start pushing a horse across the arena from point A to point B if your horse isn't even willing to stand in a position that's related, that's between point A and point B. So you want to train the position before you start to train the movement. How about cantering? Would you just kick your horse into a canter without first asking him to raise his awareness to you and raise his energy? Wouldn't you want to choose your lead and prepare for that lead by shifting his hips to a position, shifting his shoulders to one side? If you can see the position that prepares you for the end result or the transition, you will become more like Tom Dorrance or more like your favorite horse trainer who's inspired you over the years. So one last thing I'm going to give you, and it's a secret. It's a mastery tip that many people do not know. And here it is. Here's the secret mastery tip. The most important thing about positions is you need to end your training session by either resting in the position or easily accessing the position you want so that the next day you will start off easier. See how the end matters. Take trailer loading, for instance. Some horse owners make the mistake of teaching the horse to load into the trailer and then exiting the trailer in a flurry and just going back and putting the horse away, hoping that the next day it's a little better. When they come back the next day, the horse doesn't remember the position. What I like to do is exit the trailer and then ask my horse to stand in front of the trailer one last time, even rest there for a minute, not in, just in position, in that place, ready to go in, and just rest there. Learn that position well because I'm going to use it often. And before I head to the barn, I do that and make sure it works for at least, 30, 60 seconds, and the horse stays calm in that position. This teaches the horse to remember the position before the transition and makes it 10 times easier the next time I come out. And sideways is no different. If you end or rest in a sideways position between point A and point B, you'll have a lot better luck next time. Don't be like the novice trainer who gets a few steps of sideways, then allows the horse to swing around or walk forward again into a new position. Find a way to rest and reward the horse inside the position. The only exception to resting in the position are for fast-paced activities like cantering. And for that, you would just want to be sure that you can get to the position easily a few times before you finish the day. That means maybe easily getting to a trot, or easily accessing a fast trot, or easily accessing a shoulder yield so that a horse is preparing for a lead. If you can do that, then you can quit for the day. See, it's fairly simple, right? All you have to do is think about the position before the transition, separate those two things, and you will begin to master horsemanship like the people in our history that have truly mastered the art of horsemanship, like Tom. And I hope that inspires you. You can always get more helpful tips from me at masteryhorsemanship.com. Stay tuned to the blogs and listen to the podcast. Thank you so much, and stay safe. This is Don Jessup. See you next time.